Welcome, everybody, from around the world in the nation. I mean, from the Philippines to Japan to Dubai to England to our kissing cousins in Canada. Welcome, welcome to In the Studio with Lenis. Well, it's been a minute, y'all. I've been gone, but I'm back now. Well, we discuss hot topics, news of the day, and tackling hard subject matter. We may not always be on the same page or agreement. That's what makes this show special. You're entitled to agree or disagree. Isn't that wonderful? Keep an open mind and continue to think outside of the box. As a close friend told me, The Truth is a Lie, which also is a book by that title. Author is Harry Petsanis. Please join us in the chat room with your opinions or call us on the show. The show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. If there is a subject you would like to see discussed, well, contact us at the website and leave us a message. Just scroll down the main page and you'll see the message block. We are here to empower you and to make you think. We don't have all the answers, but we will find the questions to be answered and understood. Thank you for supporting and listening to the show. My hope that each show will give you food for thought, as they say, and something to think about and discuss around the water cooler. Again, welcome to In the Studio with Lenis. So, now, I said that we might be tackling some hard subject matter. Well, yes, that is coming up because we're going to discuss, and I'm going to tell you about some human trafficking in Washington where they save some people. But anyway, I thought I'd start the show off with humor, okay? And before I get to the humor, let me say happy birthday to my girlfriend Martha Woods in Texas. I hope you're having a wonderful birthday this week. And also, I went to see Madea with my core girlfriends over the weekend. Y'all, and it's the last Madea. For any of y'all that know anything about Tyler Perry and Madea, this is the last one. He won't be doing Madea anymore. But it was really good. It's about relationships. And it was more serious and comical because, you know, he always has some profound things for you to listen to and to remember and think about. So this one was a little bit more serious than it was comedy, but it was good. It was a very, very good movie. So I'm suggesting and telling people, go out there. Support the brother, but go out there and see that movie, Madea's Family Funeral. You might be surprised. Okay, now, let's get back to my Jaguar. Exclusive interview with the Jaguar who attacked a woman. Yeah, I know y'all heard about that. The woman, oh, Lord. She was injured after crossing a barrier to take a selfie with a jaguar. Are you kidding me? At the Arizona Zoo. You're going to take a selfie with a wild animal. Okay. Whoo, I tell you, y'all, Becky Beck or whoever you are out there, y'all need to get a grip or use your common sense. I don't know, take a selfie with a jaguar. You needed to be clawed up. Okay, anyway, so this is from The Root, okay, and it's Michael Harriet. He is asking the questions to the Jaguar, you know, about how he felt about how all this came down. So it's kind of funny, but I think you'll enjoy it. Okay, Michael Harriet, so how are you? I want to thank you for taking some time out of your schedule to do this interview. What would you like to be called? The Jaguar. I am Mitechu. I am Mitechu, Princess of Great Forests, Mother of Panthers, Punisher of Line Crossers, and Breaker of Chains, Destroyer of Beckys. But lately everyone has been calling me Cat Turner. So Michael says, well, Mitechu is a beautiful name. How did you wind up in a zoo? And the Jaguar says, well, I was stolen from the motherland years ago when the white man came and enslaved us. I have been held in captivity since then, trying to set my people free. Michael goes, so tell me about the attack from your perspective. What was it like to, attack? What attack, Mitechu say? First of all, I was chilling at home with some white lady broke in. What would you do if someone came into your house with a weapon? This is a clear case of stand your ground. She was armed and attacking me. Michael, she had a weapon? All the news reports said she was unharmed. All she had was a camera. Mitechu, the Jaguar. It may look like a camera to you, but you have to look at it from my perspective. I could only see that she was reaching for something black and shiny. I had to make a split-second decision. How was I supposed to know that it was an iPhone? I'm a Jaguar, not a firearms expert. Plus, you don't know how it is on this side of the thin blue line. Michael, thin blue line? Jaguar, yes. The zookeepers painted a bunch of lines in front of my cage. Michael, oh, you mean the words danger? Do not cross. Those are words, and that color is red, not blue. Jaguar. Well, part of this anti-Jaguar human supremacist system is that they keep us down by giving us an inferior education. The schools here are terrible, so I never claim to be a very good at reading or knowing my colors. Maybe I struggle with literacy because, again, I'm a Jaguar cat. Michael. So when you saw the woman, what was the first thing you thought? Jaguar, I feared for my life. You have to understand the environment I grew up in. I'm from the west side of Wakanda, so I was raised to defend my borders from Caucasians. I was literally born into the Black Panther Party for self-defense. Even when I talked to my other homeboys around here, the lions, tigers, and bears, please don't say it. All have terrible stories about what happened when they let white people get too close. I see it on the news every day. Michael, you watch TV? Jaguar, yes, they give us a basic cable here. I mostly watch Animal Planet, the History Channel, and the NFL Network. Michael, wow, that's really diverse list of viewing. Jaguar, not really. They all show the same thing, animals trying to kill each other animals. Michael, oh, so what happened next? Jaguar, well, first I looked around to see if there was some kind of joke. I've heard that white women often overstep their boundaries, but I didn't know they did it literally. I was raised to not allow anyone to disrespect my cathood like that. I thought, you must know now who the fuck I am. Then I yelled, Brooklyn, and pounced on her ass. Michael, wait, I thought you said you were from Wakanda. Why did you yell out Brooklyn? Wakanda has too many syllables. Also, when I was at the Bronx Zoo, dudes used to scream that all the time when they punched someone for stepping on their Timberlands. I just assumed it means, watch out, motherfucker. My English isn't very good. I may have neglected to mention it, but I'm a Jaguar. Michael, did you feel bad about injuring her? No, it felt good. I haven't hunted in such a long time. It felt good to get some cardio in. They say pouncing is great for the glutes. It was really exciting. Besides, what did she think was going to happen? I wanted to show those people what happens in real life when you fuck with jaguars. Michael, who specifically do you mean by those people? Jaguar, I mean people. I wasn't even trying to kill her. I just wanted to make sure she wasn't trying to colonize my cage. I've heard what happened when those people move into your neighborhood. First they destroy the property value, then violence starts. They tear down the forest and they kill the vegetation. They start wars. We jaguars usually bite the throat, but I was literally trying to disarm her. I couldn't get it out of the socket, though, so I left her alone. She should be glad that I don't really eat white meat like that. She wasn't really seasoned right either. She tasted like asparagus and spin class. Michael, so what happened afterwards? Jaguar, well, all the leopards and lions have been trying to holler at me since it happened, but I told them, I have a man. I got a lot of street cred. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored Panthers Legal Defense Fund has agreed to represent me if I'm charged with a crime. We are also considering filing defamation lawsuit against the people who said I attacked someone. The mainstream media portrays us like we only commit jaguar-on-jaguar violence. But the truth is, when you see those National Geographic documentaries of big cat fights, those are mostly taken on nature preserves, where they have kept us segregated for years. And when they see us in their neighborhoods, they call the police on us. That's why you never see a jaguar in Starbucks or cooking out at Oakland Parks. They love to watch us run, jump, or fight. But when the last time you saw a group of leopards just chilling at Applebee's, everyone loves kittens, videos, and Winnie the Pooh, sidekicks, shucking and jiving. But they fear a real tiger. They want us all dead or locked up behind bars, so everyone seems to understand my main reason for doing it. Michael, what was your main reason? Freedom? Revolution? Liberty? No, dummy, it's because I'm a jaguar. Michael, oh, right, so what's next for you, jaguar? Mostly the same stuff, you know, chilling out, doing some periodic pouncing, trying to bite the hand that feeds me. I'm teaching a cage defense class on Thursday, maybe start a chapter of Black Cat Lives Matter. I'm also considering a television interview with Gayle King. After that R. Kelly interview, she's probably the only person who can keep their composure around me. Michael, well, it was nice talking to you, my teacher. Is there anything you'd like to say to your fans? Jaguar, yes. I'd like to send a shout-out to my cousin Killmonger, who inspired me to do this. This was for all my people who have been wronged by a white woman from Emmett Till to Amy Klobuchar's Senate staff. To my white people, before you cross the next boundary, remember that Nat Turner said, many of them are filled with fury and the obtuse coating of flattery, which surrounds and encases that fury is but a form of self-preservation. Michael, was he talking about jaguars? Jaguar, not quite. Okay, I hope that y'all enjoyed that. Excuse me, that was just too funny, huh? Excuse me. God, I guess I should drink some water. Okay, now we're coming to a serious note. And it's a sad, but it's a good story. 26 women were rescued in Seattle human trafficking bus. Seattle police said they rescued 26 women after a 3.5-year human trafficking investigation into massage parlors across the city. After receiving dozens of complaints, police investigated 11 businesses and arrested 6 people for promoting prostitution and money laundering. The victims, who are originally from China, were between the ages of 20 and 60. Yes, you heard me, between the ages of 20 and 60. Police said they were forced to work 20 hours a day, 7 days a week in unsafe living conditions. They said the victims were often monitored under video surveillance and followed by the suspected organizers. The victims were lured to the United States with the promise of legal employment and making money to better their lives. The victims have been united with local service providers who are assessing their needs for food, transportation, medical assistance, and living arrangements. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security assisted the Seattle Police Department with the investigation. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, probably toward the end of the month, I'm doing a special show on human trafficking. I have the director from the human trafficking here in the state of Washington, and so I'm going to have her on as a Q&A, of course, and ask some questions and stuff and what's going on and is it getting any better, is it getting worse or what? So anyway, look for that. I'll definitely be advertising it, but that'll be later on in the month. And it will be on In the Studio with Lennis, okay? So now healing. Here are a few things you can do to help eliminate negativity, bad energy, bad vibrations. Number one, let's start with sea salt. Sprinkle sea salt in each corner of your domain. Why? Sea salt protects you from negativity and bad energy, okay? So now start at the front door. Go through your place clockwise. When you return to your front door, place a line of salt under your front door mat outside. The sea salt will keep the negativity agitated so it will not enter. And if it did, it would not stay. Too uncomfortable for the person. Carry a small container of sea salt in your pocket, your jacket, or even your purse for added protection. If working, place a small container in your desk drawer to keep the stress down. Now, when you go through your house, it's each corner, right? And you're going clockwise, just sprinkle, you know, maybe like about a half a teaspoon, just throw it in each corner. You don't have to measure it out. Just pour a little bit of sea salt in your hand. And each corner, and just say no negativity can enter therein. This house is blessed. No negativity can enter therein. This house is blessed, and if you are, you have to leave. Remember, you can always tell negativity, get the hell up out your house. This ain't the one, okay? All right, so that's for sea salt. Sea salt's very good. And you can buy sea salt at your corner grocery store or wherever that you shop, Safeway, Kroger's, whatever. You can get sea salt, and it's probably like $1.29. It's real cheap. But it's very effective for your home and yourself. Okay, next one is vinegar. Vinegar also is good for removing the toxicity off your body in water. I mean, take a half a cup of vinegar in a warm bath and soak. As you're there, I want you to cleanse your mind, your spirit, and body of negative thoughts and issues. You can also pour some of the vinegar or the bath water with the vinegar over your head. But when you do that, I want you to lean your head back so you don't want to get the vinegar in your eyes, okay? So lean your head back and maybe just take the, while you're holding your head back, take your washcloth and let the water run down your hair, right? So it's the back. And if negative people, situation, or events, then I would tell you to at least take 3 baths within a 7-day period to remove any residual from that negativity. Now, some people will do it, take a vinegar bath if they're going through something and it's like you went from sugar to shit. They don't know what it is, and they put the salt out, but yet their body or their mind still feels a little antsy. Well, if you want to do it every night, you're more than welcome to. Some people will, you know, do it for 7 days just to make sure they're totally clean of it. And you're more than welcome to do that. I just suggest 3 times a week if you're really into something that's very negative or residual negativity, you know, that would be good. But doing it every day for 7 days, of course, that expounds it even greater, even better. So remember that. And then, of course, you know, when you get through with your vinegar bath and just get up and, you know, take your shower and rinse off, rinse the vinegar off your body. I mean, your body's clean. And one thing about a vinegar bath, ladies, it shrinks up your punani. Yes, well, you sitting there in the tub with that vinegar, it shrinks your punani up, you know, so it makes you a little tighter than you were before. Okay, just a little extra there for you. Okay, now the next product is sage. I love this product. It's very good at removing negative entities, spirits, past, present, or future, past stuff that's occurred in your domain. In other words, when you move to a new place, home, condo, apartment, make sure you sage it real good prior to bringing your household items in. That means, and your sage you can pick up at most supplement stores. Usually wherever they sell vitamins and stuff at, they usually have sage there. So what you want to do is burn the sage. Take the sage, and I just learned something yesterday because I just bought two new ones. And the lady told me unwrap the bundle because it comes in a bundle. So normally you hold that bundle in your hand and light the end of it, right, and it'll smoke up real good and walk around all through the house, you know, your apartment, condo, whatever. But I learned something new yesterday. She told me to take the string off and pull out a couple of leaves. Excuse me. And pull out a couple of leaves and just burn those. So, you know, put them in your ashtray or a dish and set it on the table. Or you can take that dish or ashtray and just walk around your whole house, apartment, or condo, right, because you want the smoke. But I found that doing it with just a couple of leaves, one, it'll make your bundle last longer, but secondly, it seems like it smokes more that way. Yeah, that was really interesting. It smoked more than it does when you're going around with the complete bundle. So now, when you burn the sage anytime you want to, please, if someone was in your domain and it feels kind of weird after they left, well, burn the sage to remove all ugly essences of that person. When you sage your domain afterwards, leave your home for 15 or 20 minutes so that it can permeate the whole area. So, you know, maybe go to the store, pick up some milk, or go get a newspaper, get a cup of coffee, but leave for about at least 15 minutes. Now, upon returning home, I want you to open your windows and let the rest of the smoke out and whatever that came in that was there in your domain with it, right? Excuse me. So, you know, it's cool, too. You can take fans and, you know, to blow the smoke out. So it's okay. It's not going to hurt anything. You know, it'll have that smell like kind of, if y'all remember hippies, it might have that kind of smell to it. But anyway, do that. Go to your house. So you got the salt to put in all the corners. Take a vinegar bath to get that off your bean, okay? And then the sage, you go around the house. That's the third thing. Now, you don't have to do all three. You can maybe just do the sage or just do the vinegar. Salt, do. If you don't do anything else, please do the salt one. But the vinegar and sage is up to you. It's how you feel within your domain. And your domain, as I say, can be a house, an apartment, or condo, wherever that you live. So, but anyway, but yeah, do the sage. And I really hope this helps. So be blessed, and I love you guys, you know, to do that. I'm just thinking about things that can help that's natural, you know, natural stuff that you don't have to go out and spend gobs and gobs of money, you know, just to have that peace or whatever. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay, and we're coming to a really good story I've been wanting to get into with Meghan Markle and that darn Camilla Bowles. Y'all excuse me for a minute. I got to drink a little water. Okay, now I'm back. You just had to, you know, so I don't be coughing while I'm talking to you. Okay, this is my article, okay, Meghan Markle versus Camilla Bowles. Now, I don't know if y'all know this, but Camilla has been making racial statements about Meghan since her and Harry were engaged before they got married. And it's just progressed on to get worse and worse and worse. It's like somebody didn't know how to check her, okay? Like, nobody else was doing this but her. It even made the Queen Elizabeth mad, because I think Queen Elizabeth had to talk to Charles, you know, you better do something about your wife. So anyway, here we go. It's the ninth round, and Megan is ahead. By the 10th, it's a done deal. Megan is the winner. Yay! And the crowd roars for her. I'm being a bit of a snip here, but come on. You know as well as I do that Camilla deserves this. Camilla was a whore when Charles met her. So what has changed? She was a drunk when he married her. I guess she was good and bad because he ditched his beautiful wife, Diana, Princess Diana, for her ass. Really? Really, Charles? Now she's not got along with either of Diana's sons because of her idea or ego to be a queen. In other words, Camilla wanted the title. Damn, Charles. She has made poor Kate cry on different occasions. William had to check her at one of their formal events. She has been a thorn in Queen Elizabeth's side prior to Charles marrying her. Trust me, there is no love lost between Camilla and Queen Elizabeth. What mother would want a drunk and a whore for a daughter-in-law? I'll wait. Now today, Camilla has met her match, or at least speak up for herself. Camilla has said several racial injustices toward Meghan that has been heard around the palace, definitely not appreciated and warranted for her to be dismissed until she can speak properly about anyone. Well, 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 she spoke about the wrong somebody for the last time, Meghan, and she let her have it, 100. Wrong day, wrong time to front on Meghan in front of a crowd of folks. She told Camilla in front of everybody, at least I don't cheat on my husband. Bam! Oh, yes, Charles was there and began crying quietly. I'm sure at that point Charles' life must have been a strong reflection of his life choices. Wonder how much longer those two will be married. The guy Camilla is having an affair with were in such throes of ecstasy one day that the two didn't even realize that they were being watched and photographed. Yuppie girlfriend can't lie. After this one, Megan opened the door to the truth, who Camilla really is, a hoe. Karma, they say, is a bitch well served. Charles, I hope you realize your time is up and has been up with your wife, yet you still have a karma from Princess Diana to deal with, too. Your own parents are disappointed and disgusted with you, Charles and Camilla. Bad choice, Charles. You should have known better. Big props, collar popping to Megan for standing up for herself. Kate may be timid to go along, to get along, that's Kate. Yet I believe you and Kate together will be a fierce bridge for Camilla to cross from now on. So thank you, Megan, and I hope, I really do hope that Kate gets with you and feel your strength and your courage. That right is right and wrong is wrong, and you don't deserve. Kate doesn't deserve to be talked to like she's some I don't know what, and neither do you, Megan, but at least you spoke up. But I'm going to tell you how Megan spoke up. Why did some of the workers, people that work in the palace, took those pictures to Megan? Hello? Oh, yeah. So not only did she front on her, but she had pictures to show Prince Charles. Okay? That's what time it is, y'all. So kudos to you, Megan. Kudos, girl. Y'all going to have a pretty little baby with red hair. I know it's just going to be pretty as it want to be, little girl or boy, but it's going to be beautiful. Okay, now I want to let y'all know I am on YouTube now. Yes, I am. I'm on YouTube. I do the monthly horoscopes on YouTube, which, you know, I do that intuitively. I don't use tarot cards. I do it intuitively. But anyway, so I'm on there. So it's Saturday Night Psychic. You got it? Saturday Night Psychic on YouTube. You'll see me doing the March horoscopes. You will also see me talking about the last thing I just did was about we're in Mercury retrograde, right, from the 5th to March 28th. And so I spoke about how that affects our signs. How does Mercury retrograde, and this is the first one for the year, and it's in Pisces. You know, and Pisces is a sensitive sign, an intuitive sign too, but they're sensitive. So we, it just, I did a show to let you know how it affects you through these 3 weeks, okay? So that's that. Now, also because I did it on the show, I will go through and do March horoscopes since you guys are here in the studio with me, right? Partying with your girl, having a good time. So why don't I go ahead and I'll do them now on the air through this show, but you can see them, like I said, on YouTube at Saturday Night Psychic. Okay, attention is Mercury retrograde is from the 5th to the 28th this month in the sign of Pisces. The new moon is March 6th, which just passed last week, and the full moon is March 20th. Now, the theme for this month for me, for the horoscopes, was news. What news is coming towards you? Okay, Aries. It's a new beginning for you, Aries. If you feel as though you've been stuck in a situation or settling for what is, that is all going to change for the better. Your news of an aha moment will awaken the past and present for you, like now you understand, finally. Keep looking up. Good things are coming your way, Aries. Taurus. Try not to be so stubborn, Taurus. Know when to pick your battles and know when to leave it alone, period. Financial news is something you have been waiting to hear. Just a short delay and all will improve immensely. Start to think outside of the box, Taurus. It will benefit you in the long run. And that's male energy that I'm feeling for that particular reading. Gemini, hold on. The best is yet to come. Some situation is now coming forward, and the rest of the story is being told. Continue to follow your intuition. Right now, it is serving you well. Facing challenges just brings you closer to your goals. Yes, all that is gold may not shine like it should, yet your chemistry and spirituality will take you far. Why? Because, Gemini, you know the difference. All right. Cancer. Know when to hold them and know when to let go. You have come a long ways, Cancer, in the last few years. Knowing this puts you on the platform. I know what is best for me and what works. Hello, somebody. Go on with it, Cancer. Your sensitive nature helps you to show compassion. Your news, keep on doing what you're doing. You are on the right path and in the right lane, Cancer. Huh? All right. Leo. Your news, Leo, is to believe in yourself. Your intuition serves you well when you listen. Last year wasn't the best, and this year there will be some improvements and small strides. Take it all in, sit back, analyze if this is right for you. Turn your tears into joy once you understand I'm better than this. Virgo. Virgo, you are overwhelmed, exhausted, and drained. You have been going like fireworks popping off. Slow down for a minute and stand still. What will be, nothing you can't handle. Take time to show yourself love, Virgo. All right. Libra, balancing act, you are the expert. Blessings are coming your way, Libra. Yes, it is better to give than receive. Darling Libra, so much love is coming towards you. Folks, respect and honor your friendship and love. Some Libras might be hearing news of a pregnancy or birth of a child. Now, I'm not saying it's you, Libra, but you are going to hear about it, okay? Although maybe some young Libras out there might find out that they're pregnant, or maybe one of their friends is having a new baby. Added to the family. That's what I'm feeling like. They already have kids and they're adding a new child to the family. Scorpio, mind games will get you nowhere, Scorpio. News of a new project or event that you are working on will give you lots of networking connections. Woo-woo! Finances will improve after Mercury retrograde, so hang in there, Scorpio. It will get better. Excuse me. Sagittarius, come see, come saw. Is there a new business on the horizon? Sag, you might want to check it out and get your business portfolio together. News of business opportunities are coming your way. Check it out, Sag. This might be the one that you've been looking and waiting for, huh? All right. Capricorn, you just might get what you desire in March, Cappy. News of love and business will be presently throughout the month. Make sure you have studied all sides and remember self-preservation is number one. Don't be apprehensive about your future. Go with the gusto, Capricorn. Surprises are in store as well, and they're all good. They're all good. Okay. Enjoy your month. Aquarius. News of money problems this month, Aquarius. Have you been budgeting to your benefit or trying to impress someone? Now's not the time to backslide. Get yourself together and achieve your goals, Aquarius. You can do it. You're brilliant when you allow yourself to be, okay? Pisces, this year started with a bang for you. Trying to understand and not being too upset with challenging events. Thank God, Pisces, you stand up for your family and friends. Please take a vacation this year. You are overdue for some fun and laughter. March will feel like a merry-go-round at times, but that's okay, because when you grab that ring, Pisces, baby, it's a wrap, okay? Excuse me. And those are your March horoscopes for the month of March. How about that? Okay, y'all, we're going to take a quick little break here, and I'll be right back. I'm going to drink a little bit more water. Okay, quick break. Don't go anywhere.
D-Ron.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. Okay, now, you know, I always give sports news, so let's see what's going on. I guess I better give you guys some scores, huh? Let's see what's going on ESPN. Well, in the NBA, it's in the first quarter, and it's Golden State 2, Houston 0. Final, BKN in Oklahoma. Oklahoma beat, I don't know who BKN is. Isn't that something I can't even think right now? Anyhow, Oklahoma beat them 108-96. And at 7 p.m. tonight, Utah and Phoenix will be playing. Utah is 37-29, and Phoenix is 16-52. Man, they've lost a lot of games. Okay. So now in the NCAA, we've got first quarter, Pitt is over Syracuse 10-8. WVU first quarter and Oklahoma 0-0. Clemson is 1 point behind NCST 59. UMIA is 56 and Vermont is 71. ND is 53 and Louisville, the Cardinals, is 75. That's the final. They won. Oh, these are finals. Okay, so Clemson lost to NCST. UMIA lost to Vermont 71. And the Cardinals beat Indiana, 75-53. Also, TCU beat OKST 73-0. Whoa. And another final, Buck. Okay, the Bucks were 80, and the final is COLG is 94. I'm sorry, y'all, but I know you know the abbreviation, so hey, okay. Now, the NCAA women's, these are final scores. EMU 80 and CMU beat them 88-80. At 7 p.m. tonight, Wyoming against Baptist. I think that is Baptist S, but anyway. Wyoming and BSU at 7 p.m. tonight, and it's on CBSSN, just to let you know. In fact, you know what? I forgot to see who were the NBA, where were they playing on? ESPN. Okay. So that's where you're going to see the games for the NBA on ESPN. Okay. And now in tennis, Nadal beat, I can't pronounce this man's name, it's F and Krajinovic. Okay, Nadal beat him 6-3, 6-4. Also, this is a final, Federer beat Edmund, K. Edmund, 61-64. And the last one is Kachanov beat Jay Isner, 6-4. Okay, and that's in men's tennis. So, sorry, if I mispronounce your name, please forgive me. Sorry for that. Okay, now in the UEFA Championship League, we've got BMU 1 and LIV 3. And, that's FT. I guess that's final score. No, it's not final. Full time. I don't know. FT, Barcelona. This is soccer. Okay. Oh, yeah, Championship League. Okay. So LUV won against BMU 3-1. The next one is Barcelona beat Lyon 5-1. In the championship, we've got NOR 3 and HUL 2 so far. Okay. Now, who else? Okay. Oh, hockey. Oh, and I got to do baseball. Wait a minute, y'all. Let me go to baseball. That's number one. Okay, in baseball tonight, we've got at the top of the ninth, Philadelphia 4, New York Yankees 5, and one out. Final, Minnesota beat Boston 9-5. New York Mets beat Houston 2-1. And Oakland beat Chicago. That must have been a good game, 12-11. Boy, how about that, huh? Okay, and 7 p.m. tonight, I don't know, it's probably going to be on ESPN. is the L.A. Dodgers and the Chicago White Sox at 7:05 p.m., excuse me. And that is all your ESPN scores so far. Oh, here we go. Now, men's championship this week. Now I can do this. This is in NCAA in the men's basketball. Okay, so far we got Vanderbilt 2, Texas A&M 4, and they're in the first quarter. Pittsburgh 17, Syracuse 13, they are in the first quarter. Final, Oklahoma beat TCU. TCU beat Oklahoma, 73-70. Illinois beat Northwestern 26-20. They haven't beat them yet, but they're in the first quarter, 26-23. Also the first quarter, Oklahoma and West Virginia. West Virginia right now is 1 point ahead, 7-6. And final is Bucknell 80. Colgate beat them 94-80. Okay, now that's what I call catching up, right? Okay, everything is in place. And let's see, Wednesday scoreboard for the NBA. The Heat beat Pistons 1-0. Wednesday. No, the game is going on. I'm sorry. Right now, it's in the fourth quarter, 2 minutes left. The Heat is 104. The Piston is 70. So you know the Heat going to win, right? Unless they can come up with 30 points in a minute and 52 seconds. So no doubt, Heat will beat the Pistons. Final, the Wizards beat Magic 100-90. Fourth quarter with 41 seconds left, the Hawks beat Grizzlies 132-109. And another final, Oklahoma Thunder 108 beat the Nets 108-96. Huh? There you go. Now the Warriors are playing right now on ESPN. It's in the first quarter. Right now the Warriors are looking good at 15 and the Rockets are 7. Okay. And that is your sports report. For in the studio. How about that? Okay, now I've got one more story, y'all. It's not funny, but it was in a way, but it's not funny, but I learned something here. Woman almost dies from stroke triggered by oral sex. A British woman had to go to the hospital after an intense impending orgasm triggered a stroke. Boy, let me tell you, old boy must have been on his job, y'all. After the woman was unconscious for 2 to 3 minutes after the sex, her partner got nervous, and he took her to the emergency room at Chelsea and Westminster Hospital in London. Once there, the man told the doctors his partner's body had gone stiff during their session, and the woman told doctors she had a bad headache, and it was like 6 out of 10. At first, doctors believed, based on the symptoms, that the woman had suffered a seizure. But upon further inspection, the doctors came to believe she had suffered a reflex meditated syncope. What that is, y'all, is a blackout caused by sudden lack of blood supply to the brain. That was related to the sexual activity that she had enjoyed before the incident. On closer history, taking the patient report nearing orgasm while receiving oral sex from her partner before losing consciousness. A CT scan and a CT anagraphic scan showed she had an aneurysm leading to a hemorrhaging, a kind of stroke. So, hey, in a way it was a blessing then. The researcher said it's not unheard of for orgasms to cause stroke. Well, look at it this way. At least they found out she had an aneurysm. They didn't even know that. Activities that involve sudden increase in blood pressure and sexual activity is well described as a precipitant. Studies with intra-arterial monitoring during coitus demonstrate that during sexual activity, blood pressure, as well as the heart rate, is very liable with particular rises during orgasm. Anyway, the report said doctors treated the woman with a procedure and with a catheter to transmit the tiny coil to seal off the aneurysm from blood flow. She was released from the hospital 15 days later, and everybody is fine. Okay, but, yeah, so I'm not going to clown too much, seeing that I would thank God that they found that she had an aneurysm because, hey, maybe the next time they have sex, she really would have come right on to heaven, huh? Okay, so excuse me. That was that story, and that's about it. So now we're about ready to close the show out. I want to thank you, everybody, from around the world, in the chat room, on the phone, for joining me today on In the Studio with Linus. Like I said, it's been a minute, but I'm glad to be back. And I hope you enjoyed the show. Go back and listen to it. It will be archived, excuse me, tonight on theessenceofsuccess.net on the website. Just go to the radio page, scroll down, and you'll see In the Studio today for, what, March 13th show. Okay? All right, y'all. Well, have a good evening. Have a good rest of the week. Hey, and don't forget to come back Friday. I think Friday Jay-Z is coming, and who else with Jay-Z? Somebody else for the music show on Friday. So don't forget that, Friday Traffic Jams, Friday at 6 p.m., okay? But I think it's Jay-Z and somebody else. I'm not for sure, but they'll be there. All right, have a good one, y'all. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, I do. All right.